Wingers, welcome into Winging It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Now let's get ready to wing it.
All right, welcome into Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Today we are joined by Gemini and Mom, or some people call her Kiki. How are you, ladies?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic.
I'm amazing. Max, Devontae, how are you guys?
I'm doing good.
Yo, first day wearing like the Hawaiian shirt, a little hot boy summer. I'm ready for it. It's good.
Hot boy summer. Gem, I don't think you said how you're doing.
I'm fantastic. I'm excited to be here.
Are you a little nervous for this? Is this your first podcast interview?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody's
got
to have the first time.
She can be naked in front of a camera, but don't get put clothes on her.
All right, ladies. So we gotta ask you right off the bat. Tell us what you do. I don't know who wants to answer it. Explain to the listeners what you do and why you're on Winging It Podcast.
I work on OnlyFans. I participate in sex work, I guess would be a good way to say it. I love OnlyFans. I think I've been on there for about a year and a half, maybe closer to 2 years. And just recently I got my mom involved.
Oh. Lucky me.
So that I was going to ask that. Who got who into it? So, but you just answered it. So how did that conversation go of getting your mom into it?
Well, she approached me when she first started going into it. It was during quarantine and she was laid off from her job and working part-time. So she approached me and told me that this is what she wanted to do and how did I feel about it. And I supported her, you know. And then last July, I just got into like a little bit of a situation with leaving an ex and, you know. And she said to me, Mom, you really should do it. And I'm like, Tacy, they don't want to see an older woman. They want to see you, somebody young, beautiful. Boy, was I wrong.
There is a market for everybody. Every shape, every size, gender. There's a market.
Cheers to that. Max was cheers into that. Shalom, as we like to say.
Yes, yes.
We say salut.
Salut.
Oh, all right. Vasis los. We got it all. We're getting every language going here. So Gemini, we're going to dive more into this OnlyFans content. I just got to ask, are you a Gemini?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Obviously.
Okay. So I'm a Cancer. Are our signs compatible?
I don't think so. Not very.
Are you into astrology or is that what it
a
is?
A little bit. I don't know very much off the top of my head, but I definitely like to read about it.
Okay. I didn't know if that played into the name or not. And Kiki, are you into the stuff?
The OnlyFans stuff or the
astronomy? Is it astronomy or astrology?
I think astrology.
Yeah.
I am into it and I'm most compatible with a Cancer. So we're.
Whoa.
I'm a Libra.
Cancers. Yeah. So is it true that Cancers men are sad boys?
Sad boys? No.
Yeah,
I think that's reserved for Pisces.
That we're emotional because we're water signs.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Any Cancers I know were emotional.
What were they?
Sad boys. Are you sad? Do you need me to make you happy?
I think you could do a great job on that, Kiki.
Shit! I gotta take a sip of beer.
This is why I signed her up, if you were wondering.
She's great. She's built for this podcasting game.
Max is so built for this.
Max, I got to pass it off to you, man. I'm flustered.
Okay. No, so obviously, you know, you guys are crushing on OnlyFans. What's some stuff that people might not be aware when it comes to, like, making content, like, interacting with fans? Like, what stuff that you didn't realize going in for both of you?
Together or separate?
I guess both. Maybe like separate first and then like maybe something you noticed once you kind of collab together.
Separately, I think one of the biggest struggles I have are just people not really understanding that this is somebody's body and somebody's time. I want my viewers to get their money's worth, and I want them to enjoy their experience on my page. But sometimes it's hard for me to keep up with the constant influx of people and the constant demands. I feel like sometimes we just need to remember that sex workers are human, and this is their body that they are working with. So it can be challenging at times to keep up.
Yeah, I can feel that.
I'd have to say, I didn't know how much work it was. I see her do it. She's telling me about the money she's making, the people she's meeting, you know. So I'm like, I can do this. It's a lot of work. I mean, it's just a lot of work to keep them happy. They want, you know, a lot of them want specific things. And, you know, you might ask, when they're asking, you might not be in the mood for the specific thing they're asking for. And you don't want to, but that's pretty much it. It is a lot of work. I mean, I work a full-time job. She has a full-time job. We have careers. I have other children and who are not on OnlyFans.
We're not pimping out the whole family. Not yet.
She's thinking the questions that are popping right in my head and answering them. She's like telepathic or something.
See, I tell you, Libra and Cancer, we're together.
Shit. Let's go.
So that's the only thing is like, people don't realize, I think that they think we sit around and masturbate all day, or we sit around and just are naked all day.
Right.
And that's not the case. We have lives.
If anything, I would guess that the content side's probably I'm not saying this in a mean way, but like one of the easier parts, because I think a lot of it's like the business side, right? The logistics of what does a person want, and like dealing with assholes writing shit. And like, that's probably more headache than like the, oh yeah, I like this angle, or let's try this out. That's probably more the like the relaxing part of it, maybe, or the more exciting part.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's too different for her and I, because she's younger. And so I think the business side is a little bit more for her than the content. And for me, getting that right angle, that's hard work. I can do the business, the right angle.
I can't even imagine if I was in that position, like selling content, being like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, That's a thing in itself. Like, man, like, I don't know what guy creators do. Like, you got like, there's more real estate happening on the outside. Oh, shit.
Max, though, you would be surprised. And I was at the kindness that's shown. So like after the first couple pictures or things that I posted, the words, the kindness, the respect that a lot of them give me, I mean, it makes me want to take my clothes off more for them.
That's so cool. I mean,
you can build some great relationships on there. We have come across a lot of good people, for sure.
I believe it. Honestly, just to give a little BTS to you guys and the fans. So one of our vlogs that is like our most successful is we went down to Exotica in New Jersey and interviewed a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And honestly, being in that area was like one of the more accepting places we've been in a while. We've done like general like festival stuff, like, or interviews in the streets, and we get people like, oh, that's stupid. Like, not always. We get supportive people. That was like in one area that was like consensus mm-hmm. positivity. I was very surprised. So I can understand that for sure.
Yeah.
But what do you have on your questions? I got plenty, but I want to make sure I keep it fair over here.
Yeah. So thinking about the wingers here and whatnot. So you two, you guys really market your guys' OnlyFans by playing off the mother-daughter thing, right? What goes behind that? What kind of content are you guys actually like creating together, if any?
Pictures. Mm-hmm. Pictures. Not anything sexual.
I don't, I'm sure you're asking because you probably haven't seen. We don't really disclose that information anywhere. There's a lot of people asking in our comments, and we don't disclose that. And it's not because we're trying to bait anybody into buying it for something that they're not going to receive. It's just, I feel like it would be a little bit of common sense. I feel like a lot of people don't believe that she is truly my mother. She is.
Oh, I am.
Very seriously my biological mom. So obviously we are not participating in anything illegal. Incest is not legal and not morally correct. So we're definitely, that's not even a question, but right. Yeah, so I guess as far as we would go is we do take some pictures together.
Okay, so that's what I thought it was from the research I've done and whatnot. But That is a big thing, though, that people are searching, like, on Pornhub and I'm sure OnlyFans and whatnot, right? It's like, it's this family stuff. I don't know so much mother-daughter. It's usually stepmother and stuff.
Yeah.
But it is very weird, so I think you guys are marketing it the right way.
I don't have, I think she would have more, I mean, of course, I'm not doing incest or anything, but I have no problem. She's my daughter. Like, I would grab her, I would kiss her, I would take a picture with her. Like, I think she has a more awkward time. I would grab her butt, smack it. I mean, she's my daughter. But I think she would have a more of a hard time seeing me in that way because I'm her mother.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I will take pictures for her. I'll help her take her pictures. But that's not, like, something she'll return for me. I don't want any help taking pictures. But I am comfortable helping her, but the other way around, not so much.
No, I think it's the perfect marketing strategy because you guys leave a little bit of, like, you said baiting. I don't think it's baiting at all. Marketing is like you want to leave a little to the imagination to get people to go subscribe and whatnot. So props to you guys. I love a good marketing campaign. So Gemini, I was watching some of your TikToks and you said on one of them, you and your mother are like Kim and Chris Kardashian, except for your corn stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, it was a trend on TikTok going around where people were using that sound to say someone they relate to. I don't really know how to explain the trend well. It was just exactly what I did. Somebody would use that sound to say they could have been this, but instead, and they would mention a small detail, a small change. Okay. So that was my take on the trend, is that my mom and I are like Chris and Kim, but we don't have,
instead of a reality show,
Chris,
we...
Chris the mother, not the father, who's not the mother.
Yes.
Okay.
The mother.
Oh, Chris Kardashian, or is she still Kardashian? Or
yeah.
Jenner.
Yes.
Okay, Chris Jenner. Sorry. See, that shows my knowledge of reality television.
Yeah, I don't know either.
She's the baddest bitch in all the world.
I love her.
She runs.
She's
a,
what do they call
it,
matriarch?
Is that what it is? Yeah, absolutely. She runs shit. Jesus.
Oh my God. She's a legend. I really admire her, honestly. So I'm trying to think what else we got here.
You want me
Max,
to
hold
over
on. I'm looking at my notes here.
Yeah. So one thing I have, you were talking about how you both have full-time jobs. Like, how, I know some people keep that more, like, you know, personal, some are more open. What's kind of your relationship with that? Is there any feedback? I mean, what's that degree between your OnlyFans life and more of this full-time gig?
When I was hired at my job, they hired me knowing that I had been a stripper, and maybe we'll get into that later, but they hired me knowing that. So when I started OnlyFans, I wasn't really scared of losing my job. So I know I'm privileged in that aspect because a lot of jobs do care about that. Mm-hmm. And I have a very professional job. I'm just very lucky that I guess they looked past that about me when I interviewed. So I have worked there for about 4 years, and, you know, being somewhere that long, you get to really know people. So I would say a lot of my coworkers do know that I have an OnlyFans. I know one coworker, he actually subscribed to my OnlyFans, which was funny. It doesn't bother me any. It was fine. But yeah, so I'm very lucky in that way. I know not everybody is.
Right.
In my job, I've been at my job for over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So they're like family. Now I have bosses. Can I say, I work at a dental office, and my dentists don't know. They didn't until now that I do it. But my coworkers do. They're like my sisters. They're like my family. It was, you know, at first I was hesitant to tell them because, you know, to know me, it's something they were very surprised that I did it, you know, that I'm doing it. And then after the initial shock, they're like, well, I guess I'm not really surprised knowing you, but to think that I would do something like that.
It was the same for me, really. Yeah.
I was, but so they're very understanding. I mean, they're fine with it. I don't go into work and be like, hey, I made content last night, or I did this, you know, I just, where's my next patient and let's get this day done. And, you know, we don't really talk about it. Sometimes they'll say, how are things going? And I'll tell them, but I don't boast about it. I just do it.
No, that makes sense. I think that's great, honestly, because I think nowadays, right, like throughout life and history, there's always been like slut shaming or sex shaming of any kind. But to have that positive, like at least receptive, like you can exist in a full-time job and not worry like about one little thing getting ridiculed. I think that's really awesome. Oh, no. Yeah. So that's
we're both great. Lucky in that way. That even if my dentist found out, he'd probably say, how do I subscribe to it? Yeah. I would have to say, you're never going to know.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of shame that goes with it. And there shouldn't be. I mean, you know, and they say to me before I did it and they knew my daughter did it, I got the question a lot of times, why don't you tell her not to? And I said, well, first of all, she's 25 years old. I can't tell her not to. And so some people may have thought that I shouldn't have supported it. And especially when she was a stripper, you know, I had family members that said, go drag her by the hair out of it. And I said, she's going to do what she wants to do. And I don't want her to ever feel she can't come to me and tell me that unconditional love, right? I love her no matter what. And so I just feel like they're going to do it, whether we say, give them permission or not. And I don't want her to ever say, Mom, I'm going to meet this person, or not tell me that she's going to meet somebody. I want to know, and I want to know, have you on 360, you know, so I know what you're doing.
No, I just personally just applaud that. Just the reason being is I just kind of grew up in a household, like different parents and stuff. And a lot of them like ridicule even me just doing like podcasting and radio stuff, to the point where I like ran away in the middle of the night and just like, I don't talk to like my father. And so with that, just to see the fact that not only, you know, like you said, like, hey, your daughter's going to do what she wants for Jem, but like you're supportive. And like, even that's before you even doing like OnlyFans. It's just, that's something that needs to be honestly there more. And I think a lot of parents, regardless of if it's doing sex work or just general stuff, like you should be have that supportiveness there. So I really commend you on that.
Thank you. And I just want to say, where I've had that mentality forever. I just real quick, when I was 16, I wanted to go to a bar, and I asked my father to drop me off and pick me up at this bar that I wanted to go to. And my mother said, you've got to be insane. You're not going to a bar at 16. And I said, okay, well, let me just tell you, I'm going to that bar one way or another. I'll drive home with a drunk driver, or you can both pick me. One of you can pick me up, and you know I'm home safe because I'm going. I'll tell you I'm spending the night at so-and-so's house, and I'm going to the bar. My father says, she's got an excellent point. I'll pick you up at the bar when you're done. I said, okay, great. So, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Master negotiator. Wow.
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to call you up next time I'm like in a hostage situation.
Go right ahead. Yes. I got you. I'll be there.
Right. So I want to talk a little more about the OnlyFans here. Gemini, you said you had that guy that subscribed to you at work, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the funny thing. I think I've actually recently had this conversation with a couple of friends. OnlyFans has this built-in feature of like the girl next door, right? Like you got in a built-in fan base of people that want to see you. Like that guy's like, oh, I work with this girl. Like I probably want to see what she looks like naked or something, or right? Or if it's a girl you went to high school with. It has this built-in feature of the girl next door. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with it, but I didn't. I totally agree with that, but my OnlyFans, actually, I don't. A majority of my following do not know me. I've created like this kind of whole separate persona, and I have two OnlyFans, and I have one reserved for people that do know me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I figured the majority was probably other people because you're great marketing, like we touched on earlier. But I feel like if somebody was just starting and they actually like weren't scared to fully put it out there, they'd have a built-in like subscriber like list already.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody, you have no idea the men that think about you that you just encounter in everyday life. And if anyone could really start this, and they would have a small following for sure.
Absolutely.
Like automatically.
There's that build-in list. And we were also just talking about supportive parents and whatnot. I don't know if you saw it. I think it was on Barstool. There was this girl, and she had her dad actually subscribe to her.
I saw that.
But he was like secretly subscribed to her, and she ended up finding out, but he was like messaging requests to her and shit. Some like nasty shit. What do you guys think about
that?
Her real dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her real dad. I did see that, and I was like, I don't subscribe to Taste of Speech. I think we're friends somehow, or I think
we're
like,
just able to tag each other.
We're just able to tag each other, but I don't subscribe. And I will tell we have some of the same subscribers, mm-hmm. and they'll tell me, I found you from your daughter's page, or so I know that they're my daughters. And 99% of them don't cross that line and tell me. I had one that told me my daughter does this better than you do. And I was like, okay. Hey. I'm like, I really don't want to know
what appreciate that, by the way.
What my daughter's doing on her page. I mean, I think that that's just common sense that people would know, but.
Yeah. Right. Well, Gemini, you're a hell of a wingman, I'd say. I might give you a nomination here because you're funneling followers over to your mom. Mom, always. I hope you're funneling them back to your daughter here.
Oh, I am. But most of the time they found me and I'll ask them, you know, if they didn't, do you follow my daughter also? And some, they all do. They find me through her.
Right.
Well, I don't create the TikToks on my own. So I do a little bit, a couple of them, but she does most of the promoting through TikTok. Because she has more, I have like 200 followers on TikTok. She has a lot more. So she promotes our page on her page. So most everyone finds me through Jen.
I don't think I've done any promotion for just myself since my mom has started. I think when I promote myself, I'm also promoting her always. And my website is GeminiThought.com. And my link is right there. And hers is the next. So when you go to my website, you automatically see my page and then her page and then the rest of my social. So I keep her right up there with me because I want her to be successful as well.
The ultimate wingman going into battle together. I love it. And why would you steer away from it? It's like the ultimate like niche right there. You guys are playing off something. And that's exactly why we are bringing you on this interview here. You're not just doing OnlyFans. You guys have something special about you, something unique. We could bring on any OnlyFans girl, right, that's doing it by herself. We wanted you too, because you guys are wingmen. That's why you're here.
We are wingmen, for sure.
Aren't they called wingers?
Yes.
Not in the culture. Wingers, darling.
Right. We're wingers. And not just on OnlyFans and everything in life. I know she will support me in anything I choose to do. And I know I will support her in anything she does. So.
I love it. The ultimate wingman relationship. Let's pivot here. Where do you two, maybe there's a different line. Where do you two draw the line on your content?
Singularly or together?
Singularly.
How about both? Well, we kind of already know where it is, both. You guys take pictures together. That's it.
Yeah.
We don't want any illegal content here. So singularly.
I don't know if we've talked about this together, actually.
I don't know.
Start?
You go for it. I'm come not on, Kiki. I'll talk about it. You know, when I started, it changes every day because when I started it, I'm only going to do this. I'm only doing this. Then I did that and I got comfortable with that. So it's like, okay, I'm going to do this. Now there really is no limit. I don't think I draw the line other than when they request to do something with my daughter. I don't think that I really draw the line. I won't put it out on my, like on my public page for everybody to see, but if somebody wants something and it's kind of
like she'll sell it in the DMs.
I'll sell it in the DMs.
She's not going to put it on her feed.
I'll sell it in the DMs, but I'm not, you know. But really, every day it changes. It changes every day.
It does change. I guess
the more comfortable you become with it, the more comfortable. I was not raised like I raised Jen. I almost said her name. So I was a little bit more conservative and. You know, that's another misconception is that a sex worker is promiscuous and I'm not, and I'm more conservative and I didn't want to raise her that way. I wanted to raise her to not be ashamed of what she has and to love it and honor it. And, you know, so, and I think I did that.
Went a little too far.
But anyway, so as the more comfortable I become with my body, the more I'm willing to give them more of what they ask for. So it doesn't change for me. What do you draw? Where do you draw the line? I'm gonna close my ears.
Yeah, she's interested in this one. Yeah.
It's okay. I think mine is pretty much the same. It's just a lot of solo stuff. I don't have a lot of partner videos. Maybe a few. Maybe a few, but not very many.
If wingers, if you're not watching, you need to be watching. You need to check out Kiki. This is why you need to be subscribing to the YouTube.
That's her.
She mouthed some words behind you. I don't know if you saw it, but free promotion right there.
Watching the video is worth it. Yes.
You get more bang for your buck on winging it if you watch the episodes on YouTube. But we also do have the videos if you listen on Spotify.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. I've only seen
YouTube. Oh, we're next level over here.
You have a partner video?
Just
I hope it's the same partner.
Yeah.
As you. Mine is the same partner.
Not as each other.
Oh no.
She's talking just like done it with one person.
Yes. Okay. So it's always changing, and you know, the more things you become comfortable with. Same at the start. At the start I was very shy and timid, and it's grown from there. And I'd like to think it's always growing. I don't mean to be a disappointment to viewers out there, but I'm not a huge fan of butt stuff. Not really into it. So that might be one of my hard no's.
Nothing wrong with that.
It disappoints quite a few of my followers.
Nothing wrong with that. Listen, no. I don't even get the point of buttholes besides pooping. Like, it's right next to the vagina anyway. Well, what's the difference? Devontae is my favorite addition to the show. He's our new producer. He's just always so disappointed in what I say. Devontae, hop on here. Devontae, you look like you're into butt shit.
No, that was just wild. I just didn't expect you to say that.
Oh, I thought you were like, no,
that
dude,
just
it's all
threw
about
me off. No, that just threw me off. I was like, what? Like,
they're right next to each other, man. The one hole works good. It works really well for me.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
See, I knew I would like you.
Yes.
I don't know. Butt stuff weirds me out. Like, because I feel like all girls think guys just want to, like, fuck them in the ass. Like, I do. I really don't even care about anal. Just, like, doesn't matter.
Yep. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. So, yeah, I got a million questions. I might
go ahead, ask away.
How does the conversation go? I didn't have this one scripted. How does the conversation go with getting these partners in these videos? How does that go?
Well, it's kind of a boring answer, but I'm trying to think about how I can make it more exciting. It's a long-term partner, long-term, but maybe a year or so. And, you know, I feel I had to share with him that I did this. Because I'm not going to go in and I'm not going to lie and I'm not going to, you know. So right off the bat, it's like, when I know it's going somewhere, I got to tell you, this is what I do. I participate in this.
Absolutely.
And they're like, really? I'm like, can I just use parts of you for a video? And he didn't object. He didn't. I mean, it's a win. He's getting pleasured while I'm videoing. What does he care? I'm not
showing.
Are
you like blurring his face? Or you said just parts of him. You're just using him for, you know.
The camera's on me. I'm not showing him.
Oh, it's POV. Yeah. All right. All right.
I'm assuming the thing's over here. And
I will tell you though. I mean, and you know, of course, a man would be a man. And when I posted it, people came back and I could please you better than that. I can, you know, I got more to offer you than they do. Come see me in California. I'm like, all right, I don't want him insulted. He's wonderful, you know.
Men are funny, huh?
And I think her partner, I'll let her speak.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
I have a bit more of a harder time convincing. I feel like the generation, it's a difference. And I feel like the older generation doesn't understand like the internet as much as my generation does. So it's more difficult to convince younger guys, I feel like. And I know that might sound crazy, but it really is, because a guy my age has an idea of how far a video could go and how a video could be leaked and this and that. And I think also I someone my age understands numbers a little bit better. So I think my numbers are a little bit intimidating. That's a lot of people to be just showing the world, to show off your private areas.
I think that goes to show that like a lot of women say they're insecure and whatnot, but I think that goes to show that men are insecure too. And I don't think enough women realize that.
Well, and that's why I think a lot of those men, because I'm a talker. I try to be friends with all of my subscribers. You didn't know I was a talker.
Surprise.
I try to be, and those Libras, they're talkers. I ask them questions. I'm like, why are you subscribing? And a lot of them are insecure. They're shy. They don't know how. And I try and coach them. I try and tell them, you know.
Wingman nomination going to Kiki.
Wingman of the year.
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 Wingman
of the year.
It's happening. I don't know. Let's get all the sound effects.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kiki.
That's amazing. I mean,
what are they
asking
about? Like, here, this is great because we got a lot of male listeners. Let's coach them up here. What are these guys asking you?
Well, number one is they're asking me what I think of their penis. Do I say penis or cock? What are we
saying? Okay,
you can say all of it.
How about some more? Yeah, not dick ratings, but more like something like you said, you're helping them with like maybe like talking to girls or
good conversations. I'm going to go on a date tonight and I said, and I'll tell them confidence is the sexiest thing. I'm like, you just got to be confident. That wear something that you feel good in, you know, wear something that you're going to walk in that place and you're going to have all the confidence in the world. And that's the most attractive thing about a person. But, yeah. What do women like? You know, do you think she should I ask her to do this or should I? And I'm just like, yeah, you might want to hold off to the second date for that question. Well, that might be a little too much the first night, but I do. Are we going to talk about our subscribers at all? Like
Libras can read your mind. So what's the weirdest request?
You guys are vibing hard.
This is crazy right now. Crazy.
This is crazy, Maxa. All right, ladies, what's the craziest request you've gotten? Or weirdest, or worst, best?
Most exciting.
Memorable.
There's been so many. I don't know if I could.
You're like numb to it at this point, right?
Yeah. Like nothing surprises me at this point. The things people ask for is insane, and it just got even more insane when I brought my mom into this world with me. Do you know who Sigmund Freud is and his
the guy theories? With the do you have a lion
tiger? The tigers?
He's the one that says like little boys are attracted to their mothers and that kind of thing.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Like yeah, girls like their mom.
Yeah, so people always like to comment that my TikToks and like talk badly and say that, you know, Freud would love us and stuff like that. But it's actually like the people that subscribe to me and the things they ask, I'm like, that is what Freud would love. That was his theory right there. People have such fantasies that I would have never imagined. I can't even believe that men think this, and it makes me like weary to, you know, the dating scene and talking to men. I'm like, does this guy like secretly have a thing for mothers and daughters? Like the things guys ask are pretty outstanding.
Kiki has got this glance on you right now. She
I'm just listening to her, and I was gonna ask her questions along, but yeah, they do ask other than, you know, for going in percentages, I keep using them a lot. 99% of them want us to do stuff together. Mm-hmm. Other than that, the weirdest request probably is the girlfriend for a day, which I enjoy that. I don't mind that. You know, I just text them like
that's actually a really popular request.
Don't burst my bubble. Can they call me mommy? That's like, you know, see? Some don't even ask. They just say mommy.
That's what I'm saying.
And I said, oh,
everybody needs to go read Sigmund Freud's theories, and that is it right there. People, yeah,
they do. It. Some of them don't even ask. They're just mommy, you know, hi, mommy, you look sexy. I'm like, I am, you know, and I don't want, if you're watching, I don't mind it. I mean, if you're watching and you have that fetish, and you, that's what I'm here for, to live your
we don't want to discourage anybody.
I am here to call me mommy all you want.
Play into it.
I think what gets to me on it is not so much like doing it, like, sure, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, freak flags are flying. I get it. But more like the assumed nature, I think it would be like, if I was in that role, like, it's okay if I do this. I think that's the only thing where I'm like at least ask first. I don't know. But let it have fun, I guess.
Oh, but like, if girl's calling me daddy, though, like, she doesn't got to ask permission. There's a double standard going on here.
I'm agreeing with you because, yeah, I don't have to ask when I call someone daddy. Not that I do it often.
Because people think like girls got daddy issues, right? They never think about guys having mommy issues.
They do.
Are seeing the side of it.
I play on it, and I'm going to tell you how I play on it. I'll just tell you about one picture because they all say, you're a sexy MILF. You're a sexy MILF. And a lot of the words, let me just stop right there. A lot of the things I have to side text her and say, what the hell does this mean? I don't even know what this means. You know, what was it? A J-O-B?
A J-O-I, jack-off instructions.
They're asking me for J-O-I. They said, what the hell does J-O-I mean? She goes, Mom, that's jack-off instructions.
I'm like, I didn't know that.
So I get on the video.
I didn't know there was instructions for it. I thought it was just
it's like instinct. A tie-down.
Yeah, I just kind of talk to you and tell you what to do. But anyway, I play on the MILF thing, and I took cookies and put them all over my body, and it was MILF and cookies.
Oh my!
Ooh, that's a good caption.
Instead of milk and cookies,
caption of the year.
Yeah,
it was MILF and cookies.
Wow!
That's
gonna be a TikTok
young.
Clip.
What?
That's gonna be a TikTok clip. That's great.
Holy shit! That's some next level shit right there.
They're offering to fly. I mean, I don't even know if half of them are true, but they offer to fly us out and have a threesome with us and, to fly us to wherever they live. And
it's very odd because my following is predominantly older men and hers is all younger men. It's very odd, like flip-flopped.
Mm, right.
So one guy, I was going to do a live video and it was one of the first ones. So I wasn't really comfortable doing it, but he asked me, will you do? And I said, yeah. He said, okay. He lives in Australia. And so it's a way different time zone. And so he said, can we do it now? And I said, sure, we can do it now. And he goes, hang on a minute. My mom's in the bathroom. I got to wait for her to get out. I said, oh, shit. I said, I cannot do this. I said, how old are you? He's like 20. I said, I cannot do this. I'm sorry. The 20 years old. My mom's in the bathroom. You're gonna see her go in the shower and jack off to me. No, oh, I'm sorry. I can't.
I know that happens, but just like you said, like sometimes there's words just not meant to be said in a moment.
I know. It's like I was okay with it. You don't have to tell me. But he says my mom's in the bathroom. She's almost done. I'm like, oh my god.
Your
mom's probably younger than me.
I have to ask. Obviously, don't name names on this, but. Have you ever had a scenario where a dad and son have either like you noticed like subscribed, you separate or together? Have you had like a parent, like a Freaky Friday situation or?
Not that I know of, but then you don't really know.
That's a genius content idea, Max. Genius.
Yes. They all have, they have screen names. Is that
it's very anonymous, but I would not doubt it.
So I
didn't know if anybody was like public enough on that. Yeah, no, that was something that just crossed my mind. I was like, oh, maybe.
I want to rewind it back to that whole MILF thing because I got a whole theory on this in my generation here. So I'm 27 for reference, okay? But anyone plus minus 5 years, maybe even a little older, younger. Listen, I grew up with pop culture, right? American Pie was huge, right? And who's the most, like one of the most notable people in American Pie? Stifler's mom, right?
Yeah.
And those are some of the first like boobs I've ever seen in that movie. Okay. So like you kind of tie it in, right? So biggest cult, like you think a lot of guys are watching that movie, right? And it like speaking to them. And that's what we want when we grow up. Another thing in pop culture is the song Stacy's Mom. So it's almost my generation is programmed to like moms because of the pop culture stuff. And those are the two that stand out. I'm sure there's a lot more though.
I'm going to say something. I won't say it. Her name is very close to that. You would never guess it in 100 years. It's not Tracy. It's not Stacy. You'd never guess her name, but her name is very close to that.
So it's always been a running joke.
Been just a joke about Stacy's mom. Because her name is very close to that. And hey, I believe in self-fulfilling prophecy. It came true because we said it so much. Now here we are. Corn stars.
how there's always like, what'd you say?
I have to say something because you brought up American pie. That's my next thing. I'm gonna hold an apple pie. Like the American pie. Where he has sex in a pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You tore that thing up.
I'm gonna do a photo shoot with an apple pie now.
Yeah, and just caption it like Stifler's mom or something.
Yes. Yeah, it's about, I'm going to go with it. Thanks for that idea.
Yeah, tag Potter.
Absolutely.
In the
I'm an idea factory. another thing, you know how there's like random rumors that like when like every kid has that goes around like their school, like Marilyn Manson got his ribs removed to like suck his own dick or something. I don't know if that's true. If you swallow bubble gum, it's in your stomach for like fucking 20 years.
I love the vibe.
Nobody's heard of these ones?
I've heard about Marilyn Manson one.
Oh, Devontae's too young.
I've not heard the Marilyn Manson one. Wow.
Right, but like,
wow.
The point I'm making is, you know, gossip and rumors go around. There was this kid that was older than me in high school, and he was dating like one of the hottest fucking girls in the whole school. Like, they were like way older than me. I was like eighth grade. They were like seniors. And there was a rumor going around that this kid banged his girlfriend's mom. And it was like, oh my God, this guy's like a legend. There's just something with like the whole mom thing. It's just like, it's a next level. Cause I think it's the thing about MILFs is they're like almost like unattainable. Like, oh, like they shouldn't, like we shouldn't be together. I think that's the thing. You know what I mean?
I have a son that's 20 and especially never crossed my mind before until I started doing this. Now it's like, are these boys that are coming over? Are they like, not that I'm anything special or that they think I am, but does that cross their mind? Because now I have to look at all of his friends like this. Like,
hi. Does your son know?
My son does know.
Okay, so his friends definitely know, just speaking from a guy standpoint. I can almost guarantee you they're talking about it.
Well, my son does know, and am I allowed to say what I'm going to say? Because I have my son, who's 20, and half of the people on that site are 20-year-olds or whatnot, I blocked New York State so that they can't see me, and only for that reason.
OnlyFans allows you to block states at a time if you choose to, for like IP addresses, so anybody in New York State cannot subscribe to her.
Well, shit, Kiki, we can't subscribe to you then. Fuck. Most of our listeners are from New York. I don't know how much marketing this podcast is doing for you now.
I thought you were in New Jersey.
You get to subscribe to me.
We've done some content in Jersey. We're in New York though.
I'm in Vermont though.
Oh yeah, yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Hippies
jerk off too.
Yes.
And yeah, you can subscribe when you go to visit. I can change that, and I probably will change it. I blocked it before my son knew, and then you know, with me talking to my daughter all the time, or he saw my phone or whatever. So I did tell him, and he wasn't, you know.
He's used to it from me. I mean, he knew anything I ever did, the strip club and OnlyFans, and he just kind of dealt with it. He takes it like a champ, so.
You got to be able to laugh at yourself. Kids going places if you can handle that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Max, you got any questions?
I do. So, yeah, we were talking a little earlier, and it was in my notes. So I know that, Jem, you used to do, you were at like a strip club or did stripping before. Like, what was, first off, how was that experience? But also, is there any sort of correlation from maybe your confidence to do OnlyFans because of that work and like stuff that you've carried over from it? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved the strip club. I think I started when I was 19 or 20. And I had a lot of fun for a long time. I think I worked in the strip club for like 3 years total. I learned a lot about the way to market yourself and what men like to see, or just people in general like to see. And I did get so much confidence from being a stripper. It's just such a confidence boost. And I don't even know how I would want to say it. I just learned, I've always loved myself and loved my body, but definitely I learned a different appreciation for my body being a stripper. And so when, you know, I fell on hard times and I was considering OnlyFans, I was like, I can totally do this. Like, the hustler never stopped in me, you know, like, just because I have a good job now and this, like, I still have some of the traits of being a stripper. So I was like, oh, I can do this. No big deal. And yeah, I would say it helped a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Now, do you have like any crazy stories that happened when you were there that come to mind? Or interesting, maybe?
Yeah, I have a few. Do you know foot doctors, okay? I feel like everybody likes to question if foot doctors have foot fetishes. And I am here to tell you that they do.
Ooh.
They do.
Wow.
I'm exposing all the foot doctors right now. We had quite a few that came in, and they were my regulars, and they were obsessed with feet. They would pay for dances in the back room, and they wouldn't want a lap dance. They would just want your feet.
They want you to toe tap.
Yep. So next time you go to a foot doctor, you should, you know, be a little suspicious of the guy that's touching your toes.
I'm not a foot doctor, and I have a foot fetish.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think you have a foot fetish like these guys do. These guys wanted some sick stuff with your feet.
No.
That's like a cottage industry, though, like foot porn and like just even like selling feet on OnlyFans. Like that's
We don't kink shame, but that's just such an interesting kink to have.
Yeah, no, I don't kink shame. I would help them out. I helped them out, but yeah, foot doctors.
I had someone slide in my DMs a couple months ago, like private profile asking for feet pics. Remember that, Max?
I don't know if you told me that. What?
They had like no profile picture, like no followers, and they were. I think I put something on my story. He's like, "Hey, can you please not put this on your story?" And I blocked out his name and shit. He said, "Thank you for that," and he like messaged me five more times. I'm like, "Bro, I got sweaty ass feet, dude."
It was
like,
a man who wanted your.
I don't know. I guess I never assumed it'd be a female, but I guess you're feet tie guys and having feet fetish.
And then I have this story about when my mom found out that I was a stripper because I lied to her originally. I told her I got a job at an overnight gas station. I told her I was 20, remember? So I got all dolled up and I went out to do my audition and she was like, "Oh, where are you going?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm interviewing for an overnight shift at a gas station." And I just continued to lie and say that's what I was doing. And I think she was obviously starting to catch on a little bit. So eventually I had to admit to her that I did work at this club. It's a local club. I had to admit to her that I worked there, but I told her I was a bartender. Okay. So this time she's thinking I'm a bartender. And there's like a little family emergency one night and she needed to get a hold of me and my phone had died. I didn't have my phone on me and she knew that I was bartending that night at the club.
She's bartending.
So she can't get a hold of me. So I am in the back at the time I smoked cigarettes and I'm taking my break. I'm smoking a cigarette. I remember my outfit. I got a cute little white outfit on. I'm wearing a robe.
Little outfit.
See through everything. And someone comes back there and they were like, "Oh, hey, somebody's here to see you." They could have said it was an older woman. They could have said anything. They didn't warn me. They just said someone's here to see you. So I walk out there strutting my stuff thinking it's going to be one of my regulars.
Oh,
and
shit.
I open those curtains. Here I am wearing next to nothing. And I'm just face to face with my mother in the middle of the dance floor. And I'm like, oh, my. God, I could not believe it, but she didn't say anything. I think it was a family emergency kind of thing was going on. All so right. She just said we had to leave. So I left and she did not ask me about it the entire car ride home. I don't think she mentioned it until the next day.
And I think seeing her, it was a shock that she, you know, was there, but I think I'm going back to what I've been saying all along. I think I was mostly hurt that she didn't come and tell me that she was doing that. Like, why did you think I would judge that? Or why did you, and you know, my family, this was the first time my family, my sisters, one especially, she was just like, "Go rip her hair out of there." And I said, "No, what is that? What's that going to do? You know, don't let her be in there." And I said, "What is that going to do?" You know? And so, yeah, that was the first time. I've had a couple stories. So I don't have a couple of, I have one. She was going to about 4 hours away. She tells me she's going up there to a club and she's going to dance. Well, she gets stranded. I think she went up there with like a sugar daddy. And he left her up there. And she's calling me up frantic. I've had a few drinks in me. It was like Sunday fun day.
What's your poison? What's your poison, Kiki?
My poison? I love Seagram's and Seven.
Seagram's?
Okay.
Is that acceptable? Yes. I can drink anything.
All right, that's a better answer.
I can drink anything. But so I had a few drinks, and she's calling me up and like, I got left here in blank 4 hours away from me. I'm like, well, I can't come and pick you up right now. So we're getting a call. I'm calling the bus stations, you know. Finally, we got her home. I don't remember.
I do not remember what you're talking
about. Oh my gosh. Well,
I remember going, and I know what you're talking about, but
I do. And then
I believe it. It sounds like something I would do.
Yes, she did. And she got stranded up there. It was a nightmare, but we got her home. I got her home safe.
I got
but
myself.
That's the whole point right there. Had she felt she couldn't tell me what she was doing, she would have been stranded there getting a ride home from God knows who doing what. I'd rather her call me and say, hey, I'm stuck in X, blah, blah, blah. Come, I need help.
I have a quick little story about how my mom was the ultimate wingman to myself.
This is the wingman story.
Yeah, sure. I got
wingman stories.
Dude, that's what friends do. Friends wingman each other.
The wingman story right here.
Wow. I'm excited.
Well, I was digging through my phone earlier. I was trying to find the screenshot proof of it so I could actually show it, but I can't find it. But I had a sugar daddy, and he was an older gentleman, and he would take me out and get my nails done for me, my hair done. And I really, this guy and I, he was an asshole, and I would put up with it. But, you know, towards the end of our relationship, it was just too much. I couldn't stand to be around him. And so one day he picked me up and he was being like a super asshole, and I just wanted to leave so bad. And I mean, I imagine most girls wouldn't tell their mom that they have a sugar daddy, but my mom knew. So I was like, okay, my mom could probably get me out of this situation. So I text my mom and I was like, I need an emergency. I need you to call me right now to say grandma fell down the stairs, something. I need an emergency. I need you to get me out of this. And she did. She called me and I put it on speakerphone right in front of this old man. And he was like, oh my gosh, sweetheart, do you have to go home? I was like, yes, please bring me home. And yeah, so she saved me quite a few times with that kind of scenario. But that I remember that time very well.
Now that I'm assuming that was after the strip club.
It was during.
Yeah. After. Yeah.
After she found out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. After so here, I'm looking at this. Kiki, you going to that strip club that night and finding out that she was a stripper, that's the best thing that ever happened to you guys.
Yeah.
Right? That strengthened your relationship.
Yes.
And you felt comfortable.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And thank you for that, because I try and find the positive in every situation. And absolutely. I still to this day don't think I ever found the positive in that.
I've never that's thought the one. Like,
think
that
about
that's
how comfortable you guys got with each other.
That is a great point. And, you know, there, you know, my sister is. One of my sisters is a lot more reserved than I am. And so if we go places together, like I just went somewhere with her over the weekend, and she's like, do not mention that you do the OnlyFans, and do not mention that you do. And I'm like, I don't have any shame in it. I feel sorry for her that she carries this all around that her, you know, and she's really the only one. But let me tell you this, she's sitting next to me while we were away this weekend, seeing all my bleep, bleep, bleeps, all my messages, all the money. And she wants to jump on board and be on OnlyFans now. She says, I think I want to do this. Have Jem get me set up and started on this.
Me, like, my mom, and my aunt.
And it's a family affair.
Charlie's Angels. We're going to be the.
Oh, the Gemini girls.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Unleashed a monster. It's great.
Yeah.
No, that's great. No, you guys, like, this is right up our alley. You two peas in a pod. I'm almost jealous, like, the relationship like you guys have with each other, because that's amazing. If like you know,
I can be your mother.
Their parent to have that.
Enough. He's trying to be sweet.
I can be your mother.
You. Yeah, I know. I'm being sweet now. This is the part where we're getting close to wrapping up. So all jokes aside.
Okay. Yes.
No, but no, it really is cool to have, like, if you're especially Gemini. I think you could probably speak more on it. If you have a relationship like that with your parent, and we were talking about it earlier. Having that support from your parent, that means more than anything.
It does. It makes all the difference in so many aspects of my life, not just this one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Max, you got any closing questions?
Yeah, I guess my big thing is this is like, obviously you guys are crushing with content. Like, you know, the reason we found you was through like me scrolling on my TikTok and be like, wait, like I just like, it was instant hook. It was like, this is amazing. I knew, I'm like, right as I saw it, I'm like, I want this interview. I just knew. I'm like, thank you for that. But where do you see you yourselves for both of you like going with your content and just kind of like, I don't know, what do you kind of think is going to be with doing what you do now?
Like the future going forward?
Yeah.
I am going to ride this train till it runs out of gas.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I have a career that I have excelled in and I'm always going to be able to fall back on that. Mm-hmm. So I am just going to keep going till I can't go no more. As I can see, there's clearly an audience out there for older.
Choose your words carefully.
There's obviously an audience out there for any age. So why not keep going? I have no shame in this and I will do it until I don't want to do it anymore. Nobody will influence those choices of mine.
I personally think that's amazing because sometimes like Max was talking like we get shamed even by like our fathers and whatnot, like, oh, you're a podcaster and you guys are, you know, doing OnlyFans and whatnot. And we almost feel shame in doing this sometimes. So you guys are a great like role model and whatnot and an influence, you know, it's like, fuck what people think. Do you, be yourself.
Yes, exactly. And to answer that question that Max had, I'm going to do it and just as long as I can. And I think the thing, my body fails me or I meet my partner says that he would rather me stop doing it. You know, like it's in the beginning, it's new, it's okay. But if I would respect him, if he says, okay, I don't foresee that happening, but if he did say that, then I would respect that and stop.
I think that's a good answer. I think that's a good answer. But guys, it's that time in the show where we got to wrap up. I've had an absolute pleasure hanging with you guys tonight.
Us too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you for winging it with us.
What's that, Max?
Oh, just like your OnlyFans, like how can people find
you? Oh, yes. I always forget. Hey, plug your guys' OnlyFans, your information, where they can find you.
GeminiThought.com has everything you need. Both of us are right on there. You'll see pictures. It's very easy to navigate. So GeminiThought.com.
Yeah.
Kiki, do you know what thought stands for?
I don't know the definition of it, but I think I know like a thought. Is it a whore?
No.
Is it? No, then I don't know.
That hoe over there.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know that.
Do you love me? Are you riding?
Riding.
Oh, shit. We might have to close out this show with that song. I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, that would feel really
good. I do too.
All right, ladies. It's been a pleasure winging it with you. Until next time.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.